somebody was writing that he won't use the names. He has every right to make that decision. But I think that strict news operations like ourselves, from time to time, we're going to have to.
If you wanted to put it on a news article on your website, you could drive traffic to them that way. But I don't think it needs to be verbalized.
He sought many things from his act of terror, but one was notoriety. And that is why you will never hear me mention his name.
What are we censoring? Is she treating us like children? Like we don't know the truth. The truth is what it is. We're not making a distinction between glorifying this guy, which we're not.
Sometimes I hear something on the radio that reminds me about something I have talked about and want to talk about some more. The idea that the Prime Minister of New Zealand will not speak the name of the individual charged with mass murder terrorism gets a talk show host going about the use of such a name on the radio. We've dealt with this before, and radio people would do well to consult some radio history. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, Media History, Commentary, and Analysis, Season 2, Episode 8. I think the Prime Minister of New Zealand makes a wise choice, and it's bold for her to say it. Jacinda Ardern will not say the name of the killer. Her place in the story is as Prime Minister of the people where the terrorism has been perpetuated. The people are her concern. The arrest and trial, the country's legal system has jurisdiction over that. But as for this question of whether to use the person's name in the news, at some point it will be inevitable, but I'll argue it's of very little value to the ongoing story. This is not a matter of censorship. Anyone who wants to know the name can find it. It's already been reported. On the talk show, from which you've heard some bits, at the opening of this piece, the host and panelists and callers trade ideas about how much attention a mass killer's name should be given in the news. There's no journalistic dilemma for me. I come from a background of studying broadcasting and having an underlying caveat about everything we do on air. Remember, what you say is going to be heard by someone in their home, in their living room, was the saying way back in broadcast history, in their car, with their kids, or with their parents. They don't get to choose what words they hear. They can't flip the page and decline to read the words or to look at the picture. We don't want them to change stations. What we put on air has, for almost a century, been governed to some extent by considering matters of taste. This applies to news just as it applies to comedy, drama, advertising, and other content. So historically, in radio, we have been careful about how we word things, about the words we say, and the images conjured by our words. To the matter at hand here. Not so long ago, at one of the now defunct but then wonderful radio news organizations in Canada, we had a rule. We don't say the name of a person charged in a major crime in the lead sentence of the story. Underlying value? It's not our place to make them famous. More important point? We don't report crime because it's about the person charged. We report crime because it's about us. It's about what happens to us, to our communities, to those taken from us, and to those left to suffer. To be fair, the host in the show I'm hearing that brings all this to mind again does raise a similar point during his discussion. It's Jerry Agar at News Talk 1010, CFRB, in Toronto.
But sometimes when we're talking about stories, I try to remember to concentrate on the name of the victim, because that's the person we should remember and have more feelings for.
This thinking fits with the rule we followed at a hardcore, highly competitive, original, producing, well-staffed, award-winning newsroom inside a top 40 and rock radio station. It leads to a different way of thinking and of writing, reporting about major crimes. Bring it forward. There's a serial murder case in Toronto in which at least 8 men were killed by someone they met. He pleaded guilty earlier this year, 2019, and is sentenced to life in prison. This would be the case of the missing and murdered men. Based on what I am saying here, if you are anywhere where this story has been reported, you know the case, and you know who did it. The Yonge Street van attack in Toronto of 2018. 10 people killed and many hurt. Story comes to mind instantly. That's the story. Name of the person charged? Not necessary here. Not needed in many of the stories about the case. Try to name one of the 10 people killed. can't? Who is the story really about? The Danforth shooting in Toronto. 2 people killed, 13 wounded. The Kristen French and Leslie Mahaffey murder case. Remember that one from the 1990s, when the court in Toronto officially censored what could be reported? People around the world know the killer's name and the name of the woman he was married to at the time, who has been out of prison for years now. I won't say his name here. Not necessary. The story is about those teenagers taken from their families. The mass murder on a pig farm in British Columbia? It's the missing women case. This is how I think of these cases. We don't put the name of the killer in the lead. It's not their story. It's the story about those who've been taken. In the radio newsroom, it's a matter of perspective. Change the perspective, and the story will come out differently. It won't be all about the killer. That new thinking will also affect what broadcasters do on their other platforms. Do you really think your listeners who so loyally follow your tweets or Insta or Facebook want to see that same grotesque photo of the killer landscaper smiling on a beach or dressed for a party? Does that seem inappropriate now? No, it is not always necessary to speak the killer's name, not even in every news story. When the person charged in the New Zealand terrorist massacre story goes to trial, radio newscasters and reporters elsewhere are welcome to consult this episode. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach radio.